First State Montessori Academy board meeting called to order at 7:12 p.m. Those in attendance are Dwayne Sims, Ryan Connell, Zeke Allison, Gina Castelli, Yvonne Nass, Kara Panula, Nella Duckworth, Beth Carter, Courtney Fox, Angela Angini. The first thing on our agenda is the approval of September 22nd minutes. Does anyone have correction, addition to those minutes? May I hear a motion to accept?
So moved.
Ryan Connell has made a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Gina Castelli has second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
No objections. The motion is passed. Committee report, finance. Zeke Allison.
Okay, so finance met last week, and our consultant, Karen Thorpe, updated us on our position, and we've collected, let's see, we're about, unbelievably, September 30th was 25% of the fiscal year, and we've gotten in 52% of our revenue. Mostly what came in over the last month was about $130,000 in local funds and about $87,000 in federal funds. So we're projecting revenues of $6.5 million and expenses of $5.9 million. And at this point in the year, we've only got expenses of about $1.2 million or 21%, so we're under where we are in the year. The unit count was concluded on September 30th. They found 428 students. It's going to bring us a local revenue of $1.8 million, and that turns out to be just about $20,000 less than we budgeted for that. That's something that we will be able to adjust easily because we have sufficient carryover and surplus to deal with that. Karen is still working with the folks at Innovative Schools to verify all of the credentials for our teachers and other staff. That will make a fluctuation in how much we get paid in state funds. Of course, we don't approve the final budget until usually like January or February.
So just to articulate those couple bullets a little bit further, that revised number in the first bullet talking about that $20,000 less, just a reminder that that money is tied to the pending litigation, right? So around the Christina School District piece. And just to reiterate that the impact of the numbers being verified on the date that they were has impacted us much more than $20,000. However, when we budgeted a lesser number to be able to account for some of that. So the $19,000 is not the actual number that we're talking about with the potential of the numbers being verified differently on that different date. So I just want to be clear that the $19,000 is not the amount that was changed for us over the course of that, those numbers being verified. And then the other piece is the verification. So verification of staff has to be in by the end of December, which means everyone's license and any courses that they've taken and the verification of how many years they worked in other schools, all of that has to be in the state system by the end of December and verified and official in order for us to get the funds that they would be entitled to on the state portion, right? So we have a local portion and a state portion, but in order for us to do that. And so what that means is that we have to make sure that everybody is in the right place and slotted in the right place so that we can maximize the amount of funds that we receive for certain people.
And we also have some good news to report on the pension issue. There's been significant progress in resolving that, and turned out to be a much smaller issue than we had thought it would have been. We thought at one point maybe a $60,000 issue, and we set aside that much, and it turns out it's going to be more like a $20,000 issue, and that much of it has already been dispersed. There are a few lingering loose ends to clean up, but it's been...
Our portion has all been addressed.
Yes. So that took a long time, especially because someone down at Office of Pensions retired, and they were bringing in a new person who happened to be assigned to this project, so it took us over a year, but that's done.
Yeah, and so this is what I was going to say before, sorry. The numbers, the student numbers, that number is done as of September 30th and has all been pretty much verified and our units are done. The staff piece, depending on what credentials people have, it shifts the amount of money coming in for us. So that proposed revenue could potentially even go up if people have more qualifications than we've entered them as. So they get entered at the base level. As we find out more about them and their paperwork comes in and their results come in and all of that stuff, that number could increase as well.
Our general approach to budgeting is we try to be as conservative as we can. We do not...
kind of like everything we do, right?
Yeah. we don't budget the full revenues we expect based on prior experience. We always ratchet it back a couple of percent. That's actually served us well on that Christina local funds issue for this year. That's like a $180,000 issue that's only impacted the budget at this point at about $19,000. So
yeah, that number's a little different. I don't want to.
Some
yeah.
does that, yeah.
Yep.
Thanks.
I have a question.
Yeah. Yes, I do have a question. So you mentioned the $19,000. Difference in the budget,
mm-hmm.
and you also mentioned the fact that it's okay because of a carryover. My question is can you specify carryover, or and is a carryover possible from year to year? So is it a one-year carryover, or
right.
is it...
Let me clarify that. It's actually, we don't really need to get into carryover, which we have, but we don't need to go there because we have a couple of contingencies set up in the budget. There are two of them. The state requires us to set aside 2% of our state and local funds, which we have. I think that's what... I'm not sure where we are here. That is...
$103,000.
Yeah, $103,000. We also set up another contingency of $100,000 because we had that $60,000 concern about the pensions last year. We were also concerned about costs of certain related services, so we built in some extra and just put in those things. So the $19,000 that were not really budgeted for on the local side can be solved from either of those two contingencies, but I don't even think we're going to have to go there because there's other lines that also have projected surplus in them, and we're going to be able to probably just reallocate among the budget lines without even having to dip into either of these contingencies.
Right.
And then there is, in addition to that, a large surplus. We're projecting $590,000 surplus at the end of this year. And we've been lucky enough to have a surplus every year that gets carried over.
Okay, thanks. I just mm-hmm. wasn't clear on when you said carryover.
Yeah, thanks. I should have been more precise on that.
Are there any other questions? Comments? May I hear a motion to accept our finance report?
I'll make a motion.
Beth Carter has made a motion. Second? Dwayne Sims, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? Motion's passed to accept our finance report. Thank you, Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, governance had a couple of recommendations. Do you want to make your recommendation, Beth?
Yes, so governance had a meeting on October the 12th, and, you know, we talked about the possibility of rotating board of director meetings between morning and afternoon and evening, because it seems like attendance is great in the morning. So so that is what our recommendation is to the board. So we would rotate each month, January in the evening, and then February in the morning. What we tried to do is go with the same months in the evening meetings that there is the Montessori moment and the PTO meeting. So that would be our recommendation as far as the board of director meetings go, and that's the reason why. The morning meeting, you know, 8:15, you know, which we have to, you know, find out for sure if head of school, if that's ideal for you. I would imagine there's a lot going on at 8:15, but that you're here. And still, the location wouldn't change. The venue wouldn't change. It would still be here on campus. That's our recommendation to the board.
Discussion? Someone like to make a motion that we accept that?
I'll make a motion.
Miller Duckworth made a motion that we accept the alternate evening and morning board meetings. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No objections? Motion is passed. Angela Angeny, second the motion. And the other was our teacher director.
Yep, I'm going to ask Gina, I'm sorry, I should have asked you this ahead of time, but I'm going to ask if you don't mind presenting the teacher director to the board. Do you mind?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to present Karen Randall as our teacher director for the board of directors.
Okay. Wow. And Karen is Montessori certified. She's a 4-5-6 teacher here. She has been with us since we started. She came to us from another Montessori charter school in Pennsylvania. So a lot of experience, not only in the Montessori world, but in the charter world, and has really been with us through the history of finding ourselves and becoming an organization. So could not be a better fit for a great contributor to this board.
And Yvonne and I sat with her and just conducted the interview as we do with all potential board members and talked with her. It was a wonderful interview. So,
thank you.
And from our bylaws, I knew that we can appoint a director. And so as long as 3/4 of the board is voting in favor of, and we do have a quorum here, 3/4 of our board is here, so can I hear a motion that we accept and invite Karen Grandell as a teacher director of board?
I would like to make a motion.
Jeannie Stelly made the motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Angela Angeli has second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? The motion is passed. We welcome Karen. All right. The head of school board, head of school report was attached, and we want to hear about Camp Tahqua.
Yeah. As you'll see on the, sorry.
Would you like to email her after the meeting?
Oh, I think you can. Go ahead and do that.
I just don't want more than one.
No. Yeah.
Is that for the
so, sorry for emailing. It's okay. The...
You know, and I apologize. I'm looking at the, so governance, does your agenda for this evening have self-evaluation or
mm-hmm.
not?
Oh.
Or is that just the governance meeting notes? I just have the governance meeting notes.
Right. With the self-evaluation was not.
Okay, it's not on there.
Not
okay.
on here.
All right,
we
very
can do
good.
That
That's
next time.
All right.
If you have something ready.
I do, but since it's not on the agenda, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. No, I
didn't Thank
get
you,
to
Ryan.
The agenda.
So the October head of school report, you'll see a blend of activities. I think it's really, I like to bullet all the things that are happening so that you can always see that there is a blend of training opportunities for staff and learning opportunities for staff. learning opportunities for kids, community building activities, just to get a sense of all of the things that are happening here as a community. I really try to put the things that are the school-wide community pieces so that you can see those and get a sense for all the things that are happening. And the one thing that I wanted to highlight tonight was, I'm going to highlight two, but I'm going to really focus on one. The Vocabulary Parade, obviously, is a huge event in October, and so many of you were there, so I don't need to go into many details on it. But I will say that we continue to receive the feedback that that day and that event is so symbolic of who we are as a school that makes learning fun and finds unique ways to help kids take traditional elements and do them a little bit different and put our own spin on that. And then we close down the street and we have a big dance party around it and our families are there. And we had lots of people from the community actually that just kind of wandered down to see what we were doing. So this idea of welcoming all the people around us and kind of nurturing that spirit and just having fun together around learning to me is so symbolic of who we are. So thank you to all of you that came that day. The other event I'm going to highlight for us is Camp Taqua. So our 4th, 5th, and 6th graders participated in a field experience, right? So they go camping for 2 days. They head out as a group to Camp Taqua. They pack their suitcases and they roll up their sleeping bags. I mean, we were doing lessons in classrooms on how to roll sleeping bags, which you take for granted, but kids today don't necessarily roll sleeping bags as often as, I don't know, I did it every time I went to a friend's house. So we did lessons on rolling sleeping bags and what to pack and all of those things. And then we took them down to Camp Taqua for 2 days where they participated in things like archery, they did canoeing, they did a ropes course, they did survival skills, they went to a campfire. I will tell you, so I went down as a chaperone that night, and I'm going to speak to it from that in for a second because I think that there is something about being in a cabin with kids when they're guard is down a little bit that allows teachers and parents to have some really unique moments with kids. So I'm in this cabin with 10 boys, and we're doing Mad Libs because I had to bring something to entertain them at night. All the teachers were bringing stories to read to the girls. I was like, my boys are never going to sit and listen to me read a story. So I brought Mad Libs for them. And I told them we could even use a little bit of potty humor. They couldn't get far out of it, but I was like, we could be gross tonight because we're not in school, so let's be a little gross. And so we did that, and then, you know, they all went up to the bathroom and got ready for bed, and we're all sitting in this cabin, all in our beds, and the lights are off. And you know, I'm posing questions to them. So, you know, what was your favorite part about today? Tell me something that you really enjoyed. And what I appreciated so much about them is that they were such caretakers of me in this moment. So at every time I asked a question, at the end of it, somebody would be like, "Hey, Courtney, you didn't tell us your favorite moment." And I just was so appreciative of this, the gentlemen that I was in the presence of that were so careful to make sure that I was cared for. But when I say that their guard comes down, so they all start to get tired, and I'm expecting all of these like noises to start happening, and you know, I can't see them, it's dark, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen. And one of my 6th grade boys is like, "Hey, you know what, Courtney?" I'm like, what's up? He's like, "I just got to tell you, you're one of the nicest principals. I mean, I think you're like the nicest principal I've ever met." And all the other boys in the cabin are like, "Yeah, Courtney, you know what? We really like you. Like, you're pretty cool." And I'm thinking, I'm laying in the dark in my little, like, in my cot thinking, like, this would never happen in the confines of a classroom. But it happens in these moments of they were part of this community. They were off-site. They had their guard down a little bit. They were safe. And so not only do they get all of these incredible activities, but they also get these moments as a class together that you just can't replicate within the four walls. And for me, it was a moment with them that I'm going to treasure forever. It carried me through days, and I was thinking of what these boys and how they cared for me, in a sense. And we got up the next morning, we packed up, and they carried my stuff to my car, and they, you know, they were just such kind, gentle souls that I don't always get to see in the moments of school. And they got to be that. And they got to rise to that level. And it was just, it reminds me every day of why we do things like that and why we give them those opportunities outside of the classroom to show who they are and to be in a different way. Mm-hmm. So that said, I have a 5-minute or so clips of the trip that I actually haven't even seen yet. It just is hot off the press last night and was sent to me this morning. So we're going to get to see some clips from the trip together.
Nice.
All right. You guys get a sneak preview, too. It has not been, like I said, I haven't even seen it yet.
So real quick, while Court's setting it up, I'll give you the girl version. and this was my second year going as a chaperone, so I have my parent hat on. So So last year was interesting. I had somebody who had never been away from home before, and she needed to use the restroom every 27 minutes, and then that got shorter and shorter. But I had the opportunity to get to know this little girl and thought to myself, if my daughter was out here, I would want someone to show her love and kindness. So I gladly got up and took her, and we did what she needed to do, and we made it through the night. And she stopped me in the hall. She's in a different class this year and wanted to know if I was going. And I said, at that time, I did not know that I was going. And she said, I'm going to do it myself this year. So to see that confidence grow from year to year was awesome. But the difference this year was we had someone who teaches yoga with us. So she did a guided meditation for the kids when they got in their cots. They didn't read a story. They did this guided meditation together. They were all asleep in 2 minutes. Boom. So I'm recommending it to any chaplain in the future, because y'all, you know, some of you will go. Take a guided meditation. It was perfect.
Ah, Mad Libs with gross words.
That's why I said, I'll do the girl experience. You shared the boy experience, and the whole experience was magnificent.
Then we can decide whether we want to chaperone boys or girls.
But they were so comfortable this year. They knew their way. They knew what they were doing. It was really neat. It was really neat to see them all really go and grow. It was so fun.
All right, so if I make this full screen, is it the right screen? There it is.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
You did a great job.
Thank you. So, there's music too, but I'm... Oh, sorry. All right. I know you can't hear that, but I'm not worried about the sound as much. Ooh, there we go.
Perfect. This is a fourth grader.
Fourth grader, brand new to the school. You think she didn't have her moment that day?
This class was so supportive and awesome. It was amazing. That was so cool. They thought she was Superwoman at that point.
Kids that had never slept away from their home that went to TAFL with us and felt safe to do that with their teachers. I will say one thing that makes this year's trip even more special is that one of our dads who went on the trip, who has three children, 4, 5, and 6, passed away shortly after we got home from the trip. But he got to spend those 2 days with us. He was out leading the kids on canoe rides. They were celebrating. Every kid here in those classrooms knew him and felt a connection to him and are able to really nurture the kids in their classrooms that are dealing with that because they know him so well. And it's been a really, looking at that and knowing that he got to be there with his three kids makes that trip even
special.
There are so many amazing things about that trip and you never know what's going to come out of it. And to know that he got to do that with his three kids is huge for us.
We could dedicate that to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
did all
the
kids go?
We had about 4 kids who didn't go. For personal reasons.
Not for money.
Nobody did not go because of money. We sponsor any kid that cannot go, we sponsor and we raise funds for. I mean, we continue to raise funds for. The 4, 5, 6s are still doing pretzel sales every Friday because they can make $67, I think, every Friday, which is the cost of almost one kid's trip. We don't charge the full amount for it. We offset it with some other things. It is an expensive endeavor, but we make sure that money is not an option, and we make sure that anybody who wants to go gets to go. Mm-hmm. Some good stuff here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Courtney.
Thanks.
It's exciting.
Thanks for
sharing. Exciting. Absolutely. Under our old business, Angela, we have a board retreat wrap-up.
Mm-hmm. We do.
That was our final meeting. Gathering together, so you want to kind of...
For 2016 it was?
Yes, it was.
Thank you everybody who made the time to either do the pre-work or be a part of the meeting and to give your input to Janet and then to be very, very interactive during the time that we were together. I did put together kind of an immediate action step as a follow-up to the meeting, and hopefully everybody got that via email. I just wanted to make sure that in tonight's meeting, if you had any questions about anything that I did send as follow-up, that you had a moment to ask, and then to also just look at what our action steps and accountability to complete the strategic plan are, because together as a team, we made the vow, if you will, to be done by the end of this calendar year. Even though some things are in motion because we're working in our committees, this will solidify our roadmap, if you will. So did everybody receive the email that has all of the plans and things on it? I believe development was meeting yesterday to flesh out their part of it. We will have governance coming up to flesh out. We have a few little pieces that we need to finish up. And then I believe the second part got done during the meeting. So I don't know if development has
development
any updates
does
on
have
that timeline.
Update. Yeah, I think they do.
Okay.
Kiara?
So I'm going to speak in Jed's on Jed's behalf, since he can't be here tonight. So basically, we did meet yesterday, and aside from all of the work that we are currently doing, we did filter down these action steps a little bit into these measures of success. Did you want me to go into those specifically?
Not
or
necessarily.
Just,
you can do
yeah.
I think at this point, if you, that's up to you.
Okay.
The other piece of it is just the timeline around
sure.
it to fit into what we need to finish, unless you want to get into it, or we can put
oh, yeah.
the whole document together and then do a final
I think that would probably be best, but just know
so
that we definitely have some tangible stuff to work with.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when
yeah.
do you think you'll be able to deliver that portion to start to integrate it? We have to get governance
sure.
on the calendar to finish ours.
Honestly, we spoke, you know, we were very strategic in our meeting yesterday, and we really fleshed it all out. So we have, we do have one recommendation, but I think our action steps are pretty solid.
Okay.
So
we're
ready when you guys are ready.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want to send me whatever was
mm-hmm.
recorded, I can, well, it's in the doc. I mean,
absolutely.
When you send it, it'll
yeah.
be in the document, then we can flesh out our part. And then we should have a complete document for us as a board to review a final time
perfect.
To be able to approve.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, for historic sake or whatever, and as, you know, from a professional step, I just did want to do, you know, what it is, why we did it, you know,
sure.
that type of thing to lay a good platform for the continuation of it since it'll be a living document.
Absolutely.
To keep the record so we can
sure.
go forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And build on it as we go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And for anybody who comes after us,
you know
what to do.
Exactly.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good thing
well, you
to,
can look out for
that.
Thank you.
Good thing to give to new board members who will
right.
a nice document to catch them up quickly on what has been in the past and what will be in the future. So
the only reminder I will make is we only have one more board meeting this year,
yes.
Which will be held on the 8th, I believe it is, of December.
Mm-hmm.
So it would probably be best if we have that final compilation for us to be able to vote on
okay.
and put it into play. Either that or it'll stretch into January, and then we won't have met our goal, and we all are so goal-oriented. It'll be very good to be done.
It's good to get it done while
mm-hmm.
we're while it's hot, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Strike while it's hot. All right.
Exactly. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Angela, for taking that on. Under new business, we talked about our attendance, and part of that was to update your governance has asked us to update our board trainings and what we've done. So is that pretty much, has everybody done that, or?
Well, I kind of wanted to take let everybody take a look. What happened was I kind of sent an email out just kind of asking what everybody, what their training was. And I know Zeke responded and says, you know, Beth, here are my dates on when the background check was completed and everything. And so that's when I figured it's a good opportunity for me to kind of just print out kind of what we have on file.
Mm-hmm.
and for everybody to take a look at it and just verify, you know, what was done, so we have a document that can be part of the records for a secretary to to manage.
And Courtney, did you say every 3 years we have to have new background checks? Was it
two years?
2 years. Ooh, I'm probably ready.
I believe so. I mean, I think we need to verify that, but at one point someone said it needed to be every 2 years.
Every 2 years. Well, we need to check on that.
Yeah,
some of us that have been around forever.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. I think that was a recommendation, but not the requirement. So let me, I think at some point there was a recommendation that it was every 2 years. But we should look into that.
We'll check, yeah. Can
and
governance
to
check
out if
on that
to
let
rerun
us know?
There also might be a way that they can rerun it without actually...
That's what I was thinking. Could we do it online? Could
something.
Okay.
Let's,
all right. Would you let us know
okay,
that?
Yes. So governance will check into that. And
that way we can keep updated?
Yes.
That will be good. We'd also like to track anything that board members are doing in terms of attendance at Montessori events, charter events, and educational and informational events. The Visions Coalition has their conference coming up at Clayton Hall on, I believe it's November 14th.
I'll be going to that.
And that's from 8 to 12 in during the day. So
the Vision Coalition.
Vision Coalition, yeah. I think it's November 14th. I know I'm attending. So we can either carpool down, we can eat down there, or we can do whatever. But if you, if anybody would like the email on that, I'll be glad to send it out. It's part of their newsletter too, and they keep you updated. But it's good to hear what's going on around the state.
It was worthwhile last year.
November 5th is the Delaware Charter School Expo at Arsht Hall.
10 to 2.
10 to 2, and
come,
we
just come if you can come.
Just come. We'll have a table.
Yep.
And it's good. It's a good networking.
Yep.
I'll be doing a parenting piece for them.
And the nice part about the event is that it's not just schools; they have other resources available. So, like, different after-school activities are there, or different academic services are there, or different community groups are there. So, while the event is geared towards helping families understand the choices that they have around schools, there are also many other pieces that typically have tables there that are important.
It's a good opportunity for us, I think, too, to talk about our charter and what makes us different, more Montessori. And so, you know, as you mingle and go around, and because I really enjoy just meeting other schools and other board members and head of schools there as I went around and introduced myself. Sorry, Dwayne.
No worries. I was going to ask if you restate the location.
Arsht Hall?
Arsht Hall.
Yeah, yeah. Is that
over by Tower Hill?
It's on 52.
University of
Delaware.
Of
yes.
Delaware, yeah.
Thank
their Wilmington campus.
Yeah. Right off Green Hill Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue. So that I know is coming up. Does anyone have any other? We know the event's coming up here. Please check the website to find out if there's anything here that you want to attend.
There's a save the date right behind you.
Save the date. Please do come to the mixer. That's fun. That's what's the date again on that one?
11/11.
11/11.
World Kindness Day.
902 North Market Street.
Okay. Not 920.
902 Market Street. That's right. Down the street from our Dwayne, right? He doesn't even have to find a parking place, I'll tell you.
Ernst and Scott FSMA adult community will be gathering to celebrate World Kindness Day.
Yeah, yeah. It was great fun last year, so please put it on your calendar if you can and stay or drop by or whatever we need to do. So any of these things that we're doing then needs to be updated. And do we know how we're doing that, just verbally telling that at board meetings, or how do we want to keep track of that?
I think that's what we had said at the retreat, that that would be the easiest way because it would become a part of
and then
our
it would
records.
Be, and then it would come into the minutes.
Yep.
Okay. And Gina, you attended the Responsible Classroom training?
We did, Responsive Classroom Leadership. The Responsive Classroom Leadership Conference.
Okay.
Courtney was there as well. And I focused mainly on the middle school sessions, hoping to bring stuff back to FSMA, but I didn't know Courtney was going as well, so it was really interesting. I learned a lot about that middle school is not my background, so I'm just interested in learning as much as I can, just to be able to help in any way I can when it comes to the Academic Excellence Committee, if Courtney needs anything, if there's any way I can support the school, so.
Good. All right. So from here forward, monthly, we'll report in as to what we've been doing, what we've attended. Questions, comments? Everybody good?
Take a save the date, you guys. There's a lot of fun stuff coming up.
There's a lot of fun stuff coming up. Yeah. We're a fun school. Our kids have fun. Families have fun. Our teachers have fun. Our head of school has a wonderful time with 10 boys on her sleepover overnight. If there is no other business, there is no public comments, let me say that we're happy to have you all here. In order to make a public comment, we have forms you can fill out, and then we'll take a look. So please do come back anytime. We hope you enjoyed this. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Angela Angeli made the motion.
Kiara
Panula has seconded, and no objection. There are no objections. So the meeting is adjourned at 7:55.
So in true Montessori fashion, we're going to help put everything back.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be good Montessori.